The violent police crackdown against LGBT people that began in Chechnya in March this year is spreading to other former Soviet republics. Authorities in Tajikistan have drawn up a register of 367 allegedly gay citizens who will be required to undergo testing to, quote, avoid the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. Homosexuality is not illegal in Tajikistan, but is considered abnormal, and gays and lesbians are routinely still persecuted and killed. Steve Swerdlow is the Tajikistan Research Officer with Human Rights Watch, and he joins me via Skype. Steve, thank you for your time. What do we know about exactly what's happening in Tajikistan?
Thanks for having me. Well, we're getting some really worrying and disturbing reports from the country that this registry, as you mentioned, of people who are members of the LGBT community has been formed by the Interior Ministry, maybe by the Prosecutor General's office, and that essentially gay people are being rounded up and being forced to take blood tests to test them for things like HIV and AIDS. And there's a long history of police really mistreating the LGBT community and threatening them with extortion. So we fear that this new registry is one more repressive way to control the group, to stigmatize them, and to really put them in a corner and subject them to terrible abuses.
Has there been any law change for this list to be drawn up, and how have these people been identified?
Well, the law change has been really not transparent at all. We're not exactly sure how official this registry is, but we know that it's in effect. And as you noted in your introduction, homosexuality is not a crime in Tajikistan. It was actually decriminalized in 1998. It is a crime in some of the neighboring Central Asian countries, but Tajikistan was, in line with its human rights obligations, had moved to decriminalize it, and yet it's doing this. So we see this really as part of a larger trend of a sort of rise of traditional norms. There's been a growing conservatism in the country, a lot of homophobia, and overall a very repressive human rights situation.
We talked about how the government is drawing a list of people who wants to undergo this testing. Do we know if anyone's been arrested yet?
Well, you know, we often get reports from folks in the community who tell us that they are not necessarily officially arrested, but they're detained. Sometimes raids are done in nightclubs. There are ways that, in a way, the police troll the gay community. They go online and sometimes they pretend to be members of the community, invite people for meetings, for meetups, and then surround them and essentially bring them to the police station and threaten them, sometimes asking for money, threatening to out them to their parents. And, of course, doing so can have terrible consequences for these individuals. They can essentially be ostracized in a very traditional society, lose all hope for any sort of employment. And it can really just absolutely destroy a person's life.
We've seen an incredibly violent crackdown on LGBT people in Chechnya. Could something similar be about to happen in Tajikistan? Or do you think this is a wider sort of trend or movement?
You know, we certainly hope that we won't see the horrific pogrom-style torture like we saw in Chechnya. Some of my colleagues have been documenting this in the Southern Russian Republic of Chechnya, just absolute terrible torture. In Tajikistan, there is also a record of torture, but you know, I think that there's a slightly different situation in which there are a few underground LGBT human rights organizations that are doing courageous work documenting these things. And of course, we plan to raise the alarm bells everywhere we can. As you noted, this is also happening in Azerbaijan. So this is a real trend across the region, which we need to push back on and really get the message across that this is not going to stand.
Well, you say you need to get the message across, but that's easier said than done. What are the strategies in terms of international pressure to assure that, you know, gay and lesbian people are not persecuted in these ways?
Well, you know, I think the alarm bells can be sounded in every institution that has leverage on Tajikistan and on the former Soviet space. We saw a human rights commissioner in the Council of Europe write a very strong letter to Azerbaijan today and raise some prospect of consequences. We see, you know, there's been a great media outcry about Russia, which in fact moved President Putin to backtrack and at least comment on the situation. I think that sort of pressure works, and at least in the case of Tajikistan, Tajikistan is the poorest by far of all the former Soviet republics. It's in need of a lot of international aid and attention from the IMF, the World Bank, other actors. So I think if we tie human rights abuses to the sort of economic benefits that the government wants, then we may be able to push them in the right direction.
Given there is what you say is a rise in anti-LGBT sentiment across the region, is there also, you know, a movement of these people wanting to flee these countries, and where are they heading?
Well, that's right. We do see asylum seekers going to Europe, coming even as far as the United States, from, you know, seeking shelter, seeking refuge from this sort of persecution. But as I said, you know, there are some courageous organizations in the country that I'm based, Kyrgyzstan, next door, where we have an office. Bishkek is a little bit more of a free capital. And we have a pretty courageous community of LGBT organizations that sometimes provide just temporary shelter, places to stay for gay men and women who just need some time away from their communities. They definitely aren't getting that support from their families often. And so there are other alternatives, I think, than to simply fleeing the country. But, of course, sometimes that's also necessary. Certainly we've seen that in the case of the Chechens that have been fleeing Russia, and some of them going to Germany and other places.
And that's right. I mean, these Tajikistan people, they are fleeing to Russia, but in Russia the situation is difficult as well for LGBT people. So I suppose regionally the choices are not all very safe.
It's a really difficult quandary you're in when you're gay and you live in Central Asia and you've been outed or you're being hunted. There are very few places you can turn, and that's why we try to support the local human rights groups that are doing some of this really important work and have shelters and a network of trusted contacts. But as you say, Russia is certainly not the place you would turn to.
Steve, you work for Human Rights Watch and look into this area of Tajikistan and other regions on these issues. Is the UN doing enough in this area of LGBT persecution?
Certainly could be doing a lot more. There's a need for the UN Human Rights Council to look very closely at its crackdown in all of these regions. You know, again, Tajikistan is a tough case because, unlike Azerbaijan or Russia, it's not really part of Europe and it doesn't enter into the Council of Europe's jurisdiction. Sometimes you have really interesting cases going to the European Court of Human Rights. So Tajiks are in need, and all Central Asians are in need of more attention and more support from UN human rights bodies and mechanisms, and should be able to utilize those mechanisms. You also have an organization called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, which does a lot of work, and it could be raising these issues. I think the anti-gay crackdown is a bellwether for the overall state of human rights and tolerance in this region. So once you see the gay community being attacked in such a vicious and medieval way, it's time to go public. It's time to call the president and his government to account for this really, really completely unnecessary and vile campaign.
Steve, many thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
Steve Swerdlow is the Tajikistan Research Officer with Human Rights Watch, and he joined me there via Skype. This is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelas.